Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Grab
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, December the 28th, 2016. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we have a barn-burning message. Today, we have to wrap up this series entitled, I wish I could talk about this all day, every day, The Blueprint for Success. So this blueprint is what I've been using all my life. This is what I've learned from all my mentors and my gurus, and this thing works like clockwork. All of the books basically are saying the same thing. So hopefully you've listened to part one where we talked about how you have to establish your mental blueprint. So what you think, the way that you think, determines the way that you act or the actions that you take. And the actions that you take determines what we're going to talk about today, the results that you get. There is no other. There is nothing else on this planet. Maybe on another planet, but there's nothing else on this planet that works better than this. In fact, this is the only system that works. All the books, all the tapes, all the gurus basically are saying the same thing. So we talk about a lot of different stuff on this show and on this series. And I talk about a lot of stuff. But remember yesterday we talked about, during my Clarinomics class, those three things that allows anybody to make any amount of money in any amount of time. Because remember, according to the universe, there's no such thing as time. That is a Luciferian construct. According to the universe, there's no such thing as space. And according to the universe, there's no such thing as mass or matter. These are all slowed down expressions of the Father. And so when you think like God, then you manifest like God. You say, let there be light, and bam, there is light. So we talked about on yesterday, Clarinomics class, the cost of my program is $5,000. So that anybody that does not have that $5,000 today, this is how you get that $5,000 today. So the way that you get $5,000 or any amount of money, because it's not about the money, it's not about the amount of money, because money, again, is just a medium of exchange. It's just some piece of paper, some rock, is something that somebody gave its value to. The value is not in the paper. The value is in how people perceive the paper. It's how people see the paper. So if you can see yourself the way people see paper, then you are paper. Then you are money. And then people will give you money because they see worth, they see value in you. But you have to see worth. You have to see value in yourself. Since you can't see wealth, you can't have wealth because you can't get what you don't already have. So the key, my brother, the key, my sister, to the kingdom is to override the limiting belief that says you're not blank because you already are blank. Now, on yesterday's show, we talked about that during the evening class. But during the noonday show, we talked about taking massive action. Now, the massive action cannot be taken. We can talk about it. We can plan it. We can scale it. We can do all the things that we want. Nothing is going to happen. You can't, by law, do it. Because your actions follow your thoughts. And we know that in addition to thinking, you can get stuff by thinking, you can get stuff by feeling, and you can get stuff by imagining. So I don't care which one of the three systems that you use, you have to use one of the three. Now, I use all three. That's why my stuff manifests a lot faster. So I think a certain way, that empowers me to feel a certain way, and that empowers me to vision a certain way. So I use mental images. Everything that I want, I videotape, meaning I take my cell phone and I make a videotape. So that way I put the image into my head. I can watch it over and over again. People have mind movements. They do all this other stuff, but then they overthink it because now you got to plan. You got to analyze. You got to come up with – you can do a vision board, but that takes too long. So I don't do anything that requires me to go outside of myself to gather stuff because I know that that's a distraction. That's a form of delay. That's how the enemy keeps you from moving forward. So today we're talking about immediate measurable results. That's the third thing in the three steps of the blueprint. So this is what I'm teaching 25 people in 2017. I'm taking 25 people. It costs us $5,000. I'm going to help you get the $5,000. Now, whether you choose to pay me with the $5,000 after you get it, that's up to you. But it's not about that because, again, now I've changed. And so now people around me have to change. And see, a lot of people that I've been talking about, I've been talking to in my group, family and friends, they all, again, it's been at least, you know, like – really, really close friends or clients or people, it's been about four or five. But altogether, it's been about 10. About 10 people who stopped talking to me in the month of December, really the month of November and December. And a lot of those people think that it was because of something that they were going through or because of something that they did. And I know that it has nothing to do with them. As far as my life is concerned, it had to do with me. My payoff changed. My immediate measurable results changed. How did it change? What I'm about to tell you, brothers and sisters, if you can listen with your heart and not your head, what I'm about to tell you will change your life. I'm not saying it because of I'm saying it. I'm saying it because it changed my life. And I'm saying it because every guru that I've talked to, this changed their life. What I'm about to share with you right now, this will change your life if you're open and honest to it. Remember, the blueprint is based upon how you think, not what you think. That one word changes a lot of things. Now, how you think? There is a way. We already did the show where I broke down how you have to get out of this programmed thinking. It's not what you think. The system tells you what to think, but how you think is the blueprint for success. So how you think determines what you feel. And the universe responds to feelings, not thinking. So a lot of people think, but then their feelings don't match up with what they're thinking, because they are thinking about what happened, and they're not thinking about why it happened. So when the people, for example, I had a very, very good, you know, friend of mine that said some things that really bothered me. During the holidays, you guys know I went with my children, and nobody brought me a gift. But it was like, Dad, we didn't know you was coming. So we didn't buy you anything. Now, that's what happened. Now, how did I think about that? Initially, like anybody else, I was like, man, I can't believe these fools didn't buy me nothing. But I don't even celebrate Christmas. So I had to change how I was thinking about it. Now, I broke all of this down yesterday when I talked about the four keys that allows you to transform any negative event into a positive event. Now, I talked about in depth yesterday, so I can't go back, that your body is controlled, your body on a subatomic level is controlled by bioregulators. These are called neuropeptides. So the pineal gland releases peptides, P-I-P-T-I-T-E, that regulate your behavior. Now, by a biological level. But how I felt released certain peptides in my body that made me feel like my children didn't love me. So if I would have rolled with it, brothers, if I would have rolled with it, sisters, if I didn't re-engineer it, it would have destroyed our holiday. But thankfully, this is not my first rodeo. So I understood that I need to redistribute that thought. I chose. Now, many of my children said, you know what? We don't like our father anymore. We're not going to buy him any. We're not going to buy him a gift. I doubt they said that, but let's say they did. Well, I choose. Now, you could intend to hurt me. I can choose not to let you hurt me. Because you can say, Brother Will, you are lousy, worthless, no good for nothing, piece of blankety blank. And I can choose to restructure that thought. So that way I find the silver lining and say to myself, I don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but I wrestle against rulers, spirits, dispositions in high places. So I know that this person talking to me is a flesh and blood person, but I know that there's a disposition behind them, controlling them, managing them. I'm going to address it, not them. So I'm going to love the flesh and blood, but I'm going to address the disposition with my disposition. So I'm going to change my disposition to override that disposition. And that's what I did. In fact, I did it so well that one person told me, like, the fact that you didn't respond to me bothered me. And so that empowered me to continue to say negative things about you, to try to draw you into a conflict. And now, I learned this in the police academy, and again, you guys know, it's called verbal judo. So when people get heightened in an intense emotional state, I withdraw my emotion. I never add fuel to the fire. So the louder you get, the lower I get. The more emotional you get, the less emotional I get. The more animated you get, talking with your hands, the less animated I get. I always do the opposite of what's being displayed because, again, whatever you react to, you enact to. So I am not interested in joining anybody else's play because I have my own play. That's why I don't join nobody else's system, because I have my own system. That's why I'm taking 25 people in 2017 so I can teach them how to design their own system so they don't have to be a part of my system or anybody else's system, because you have your own system. You have your own worth, your own value, and you understand this. And so my results, let me go through four areas and told and reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify to you that right now as I'm talking to you, you are already doing this system. You already think a certain way, and the way that you think automatically makes you feel a certain way, and the way that you feel automatically makes you result a certain way. So right now, you're getting immediate measurable results. Let me explain to you the immediate measurable results in the four areas of life that I've been getting that I've decided to change. That is why people are in a valley of decision. Right now, you have to make a decision. Do I continue to listen to Brother Will? Do I continue to go with him? Or do I disconnect and find and start hanging out and doing other things? Right now, you have to make that decision. Why? My tone, my speech, my vibe, my energy, my intention has changed. Over the last 30 days, last 60 days, I've totally changed. Because why? I changed my payoff. I changed what I was thinking. That changed what I was feeling. And that changed what I'm getting. And so in the area of wealth, what was I thinking? Now, this was subconscious. I didn't – everything I talk about, brothers and sisters, is metaphysical. I hope I don't have to say that, but sometimes, you know, I forget to say it. But let me make sure that you understand, because I understand that everything happens in the mental realm. That's why what you think determines what you feel, and what you feel determines what is real. So your feelings, again, is going to establish what you are living, what's real for you, your reality, your results. So in the area of wealth, I was thinking that subconsciously that I was more interested in people who was caring about me than people who was paying me. Now, let that sink in. I didn't write it down nowhere. It was not in my conscious brain. But I had to go through some analyzation, and I had to realize, okay, something is not right, because I do three shows a day sometimes, especially recently. I've been doing three shows a day. I have, you know, man, well over 20 clients that I work with. Doing the Clarinomics, we started off, again, as you guys know, with like about 10. Right now we have like two people left. I have 50-plus books. I do counseling. I do Dear Kinnear reports. I've done over, man, 1,000. I've done over, like, about 5,000, if you count all the way back to the days when I was at USAA doing insurance, and I was doing them for my class and for the company, because I tried initially to get the CEO to have me do Dear Kinnear reports for every employee, and I came really close, really, 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 really close. If I would have done that, we wouldn't be talking today, because I would be there at USA doing Dear Kinnear reports on everybody that they hire to have to determine whether or not that person is a good fit for that company. So I should be a millionaire already. Every millionaire that I talk to, they are dumbfounded that I'm not already a millionaire. They say, I carry myself like a millionaire. I have the products like a millionaire. I have a business like a millionaire. I hang out with millionaires, but I'm not a millionaire. Now, what I'm about to say is very important. It's gonna bother you, and it's okay. Because, again, I've already, now, as I said at the beginning, the reason that a lot of people have stopped listening to me is no fault of your own. So don't beat yourself up. It's because of I changed. And my frequency changed. I went to another channel. And you couldn't find my vibration. And since you couldn't find my vibration, that was a void in yours. And so it required you to reconnect with my vibration, but I'm on a different channel now. It's like I'm a radio station, so are you. As a vibrational being, I changed. Because remember, my payment subconsciously was not money. So I've been doing all this my entire life, my entire business. Now, every millionaire I met told me this. I have it inside of my book 20 years ago. This doesn't matter how long it took me. I pray to God it doesn't take you 20 years. I pray. I am praying for everybody listening to this show, Father, in the name that's above everything. It is my prayer, Father, that you touch the minds of the people that's listening to my voice. And that some way you go in, Father, and you take that heart of stone. You create in them a new heart, and you renew a right spirit within them. The same way you renewed the right spirit within me. This is my prayer, Father, for your people. Because, brothers and sisters, if you don't get this, there's nothing I can do or anybody can do to help you. I had millionaires loan me money. It's not about money. I've went through 20 grand in a week. I've been given a blank check, and they told me to write any amount of money on it. I've lost more money than most people have made. It's not about money. That is not your problem. The way that you think is your problem. Because these millionaires all told me the same thing, but I couldn't understand what they were saying. And you probably won't understand what I'm saying. Is that I am getting a payment, but I don't want money. And I'm like, you bump your head, dude. I want money. They said, no, you don't. One mentor, his name is Daryl Rutherford. Please Google that name, Daryl Rutherford. He wrote a book called The Being Solution. This dude, Daryl Rutherford, I want to say he's probably 100 by now. When I met him, he was 80. Daryl Rutherford, multi-millionaire, hung the phone up on me about 5 times. He told me, I hate talking to ministers. I hate talking to religious people because y'all stupid. Click, and he hung the phone up on me. Now, if I talk to my clients, my one-on-ones, doing my one, this is what I'm going to start doing. I'm going to start talking to you people, you guys, you folks, because I changed. I'm no longer, my payment is no longer love. I have exchanged wealth for relationships. Now, let me finish before you disconnect. There is nothing in the universe that says you cannot have both. My limited thinking said I could have both. The universe is not an either-or universe. The universe is an all-inclusive universe. When you were born, originally, you wasn't male or female. You was both. Male and female, he created them. Now, I know you don't. That's probably contrary to your religious theology. But in my next series, I'm going to read from a book and from a text, and I'm going to show you proof biologically in your body that you was born male and female. Somebody took out the female part of you and left the polarity that says male. That's why we live in a world that's male, that's consonant and knows vowels. I'm going to prove to you biologically. I'm going to prove to you spiritually. Now, this is a whole other study for another time when we talk about from cross to the cube, but I need you to understand what I'm saying. God is not limited. We are. And so I'm returning back to source. I'm returning back to thinking like a God. I'm not saying I am a God, but I'm going to think like him. I'm going to manifest. If God said, let there be light, there was no space, and there was no time, there was no matter, and there was light. Because there is no space. There is no time. It is a Luciferian construct. If you want $5 million today, you can have it. The only reason you can't get it is you think you can't have it, therefore you can't have it. As your brain think it, so is he. $5,000 for my course is nothing. It's not nothing. But in your brain, it is, because we've been programmed to think that it is. So therefore, what is my payoff? Let me go through the four areas. This is where they've been trying to tell me this. Millionaires have been trying to tell me this for 20 years. I just got it. 20 years. How long is it going to take you? It took me 20. So don't, man. I know you're going to beat yourself up. I already know. No matter what I can say, because that's just the way we wire. Because we don't get stuff and we walk around and we think emotionalism is going to help us get it. We don't understand that how we think is the only way we're going to change. It ain't got nothing to do with how you feel, because how you feel comes from how you think. The reason that you're frustrated, the more frustrated you are, is because of the distance from where you are to where you want to be. So if the distance from me and $5,000 is very short, I'm good. I have no frustration. So for me, I know I'm going to make $100,000 this year, over $100,000. So there is no frustration. There is no anxiety. There's nothing. Because, again, I got a plan that's going to take me from where I am right now to where I want to go. But if I have no plan, I'm going to be very angry. I'm going to be very frustrated. I'm going to be very emotional because I have no plan to get me from point A to point B. People with no plan act out. People with plan, they drink cool, they cool, they calm, they collect. Now, whether their plan works or not, different story. Now, I had a plan, and my plan worked, but I kept getting paid. How did I get paid? With relationships. I have a relationship with I don't know how many people. Now, everybody tells me, my children, my family members, they've been telling me this for years. I get calls from people. I can do one-on-ones. I can talk for hours. I once had a platform, a group on this website. I had to shut it down. It was called Mean. I hope you guys probably already heard of it. And that was a doctor. Her name was Dr. Camille, and she's from Seattle, Washington. And this is way before the Eagles Club. And I had a group of, man, I don't know how many hundreds of people. And we would go on this website called Mean. N-I-N-I-N-G. Go to Google, type it in. Ning. And it's a social construct. It's where you go if you want to design an online business where you can create an online community. I had another website, and I talked about, again, where you can go. It's the free online MBA program, so I did that. What did I do? I got a group of people together. We went through the, not all of it because it's too intense, but the website that where you go in and all of the information is free. I also went to another website. Now, this is what I did. This is the payment I received instead of money. So I went, and there's another website called Allison.com, A-L-I-S-O-N, Allison.com. On that website, you can log into that website right now, and any course you want to take, most of them are free. You only pay if you want to receive the certification. I told you guys, I went through the University of Utah. I've taken classes from MIT and Harvard online for free. Anybody can do this. If you choose not to take the accreditation and the certification, see, I don't need that. But other people do. So I know what these doctors know because I took the same classes that they took. But because I don't have the degree from Yale or Harvard, I don't get the respect. I'm not interested. Now, remember, my payment that I'm looking for is not respect. I'm a six. What do sixes do? What does a six? A six is a pregnant female. What pregnant females are usually emotional. They need love. So what am I receiving in the area of wealth instead of money? Love. Everybody that listens to this call, how do you think about me? If you're honest, you will say, if I were to bring you online right now, what would you say? Would you say that I'm a money-grabbing, hungry? Would you say what the Bible says about rich people? The ruthless men retain wealth. Would you say that of me? I don't think you would. Ruthless men retain wealth. That's why I don't have any. Because I am more interested in how people perceive me than I am interested in making money. And if I don't change that, I'll never have a freaking dime. Neither will you. That's my immediate motivated pattern. That is my motivated ability pattern. That's my payoff. That's my motivated ability payment. That is my immediate measurable response or result. So everybody listening to this show, you are doing already. That's what I'm trying to express. That's what the millionaire is trying to tell me. They're like, dude, you are already a millionaire. See, back in the day before now, guess what my payment was? Females. When I was in New Mexico, I had like 10 females in rotation. 10. So where did all of my time, where did all of my energy, where did all my money go? Now, I was married, or at least I was supposed to be married. So what's my payment? Why did I have any money? Now, I was a full-time police officer, and I had a full-time photography studio. You can go to Google, type in VIP, Vision Impact Photography. That was my business. Started from the ground, started from scratch. And I worked at Albuquerque Academy. Go to Google, type it in, Albuquerque Academy. It's a private high school that sends their students to Ivy League schools. Everybody at Albuquerque Academy drove. Now, these were kids. I saw Lamborghinis. I saw all of these fancy cars. Kids was driving. The kids. Now, I had both, all three of those that said, now, I was balling, making big-time money. Didn't have two nickels to rub together. Why? What is my payment? So right now, you think you're not rich. You are rich. You just receiving your payment in a form that you've selected that is not and does not include money. So unless you go into your brain, now this is what I'm going to be doing for you in 2017. Because in 2017, I'm taking off the psychological gloves, and there's no more coddling. Just carrying the six. I'm still going to get a six. I'm a six. I'm going to get my caring and my compassion for my family, not my client. That's the decision that I've made. That's why you feel a vibrational shift. That's why you're like, hey, brother, Willow, something's off, dude. I don't know. I'm not feeling. That's why I'm not responding the way I used to respond. That's why my tone in my speech is going to be a little different, because the Bible says ruthless men retain wealth, not nice men. That's what the Bible says, your Bible that you read. Ruthless men retain wealth. Now, I have all this out of a book. I've known this for 20 years. How come I haven't implemented it? Can somebody please explain to me? Because I've already pulled. There's no room for money. I am getting paid. But I'm sitting around saying that I want to get paid in money. But I'm actually telling the universe I want to get paid in compassion. So the universe allows people to be very compassionate towards me, but those people don't pay me. It's not your fault. I know that you think it's your fault that you can't pay me or you haven't been paying me. It's not. The reason you haven't been paying me is because I haven't required you to pay me. So unless I change, you can't change. So no matter how much you want to pay me, you're going to be like, well, you know, Brother Will's a nice guy. I have to pay him. But the light company, they're not nice people. They say, pay me or we turning this shizness off. So guess what you do? You pay your light bill before you pay me. Why? The light bill, them fools ruthless. You think the light company gives up if you homeless? Man, don't pay your light bill. Or don't pay your water bill. Call the light company and tell them, hey, man, if y'all turn off my lights, you know, I have young children here. It's winter. It's going to be cold. They're going to be like, well, really? Let me give you this number to, you know, this nonprofit organization that may be able to assist you, because basically we don't give up about you and your problems. Those people make money. If you're not one of those people, you're not going to make real money. You can make play money, a couple of thousand here and there, but you're not going to make real money. Let me be crystal clear, because see, this took me 20 years to wrap my brain around, because I'm a six. I wish I was a seven or eight. I think sevens or eight. Like I tell you guys, the one little sister who was 17 or 18, I forgot how old Sister what's her name was with the original Eagle Club. That girl was ruthless. She told me, hey, Brother Will, you know what you doing ain't working, man. I'm out. So she's doing pretty good right now. Why? She's an eight. All my millionaire friends, guess what they are? All of them. They're all eight. Now, if they don't know it, first thing I do is I ask when people, I secretly get their full name and their date of birth without them knowing, and I go home and I run their stuff. I do that with everybody I meet. Everybody. Because that lets me know how to interact with them. So right now, the number four and the number three on the blueprint for success is this. Your mentality determines your actions. Your actions project your results. That three-step process is universal. I don't care what nobody else says. Anybody, now they can say it in a different way. That's basically the same thing. They're basically saying the same thing. That is the blueprint for success. You're not successful because you're not following that blueprint. But you're following it, but you don't know you're following it, because what you're thinking wrong. So you're acting wrong, and so you're getting wrong. So if I can change the way you think, I'm going to change the way you act, and then I'm going to change the way you get results. Now, as for me, my folk, we're going to get paid this year. Why? I've decided to change the way I think. So let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 15 says, well, let's go with 14. Proverbs 11:14, where there is no guidance, the people fail. But in abundance of counselors, there is much victory. Now, Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14, the New Living Translation says, without wise leadership, a nation fails. There is safety in having many advisors. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14. Where there is no guidance, people fail. Brothers, sisters, that's what we're doing. I'm trying to give y'all guidance. But in the abundance of guidance or the abundance of counselors, there is victory. More counselors, the more advisors, people that you can get advice from. That's why I read a lot and study a lot. Verse 15, Proverbs 11, 15. He who is a grantor for a stranger will surely suffer for it. But he who hates being a grantor is secure. Let me read that again. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 15, the New Living Translation says, there is danger in putting up security for a stranger's debt. It is safer not to guarantee another person's debt. Don't loan money that you can't afford to lose. Don't give up time that you don't have. Don't become emotionally invested in somebody you don't know. Proverbs 11:15. Let me read it again in the King James. He that is security or surety for a stranger shall smart from it. Which means you ain't very smart. And he that hated suretyism or suretyship is sure. Now look at verse 16. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 16. A gracious woman attains honor, and ruthless men attain riches. Let me read Proverbs 11, 16 again. This is the man you're going to be talking to in 2017. Now, thankfully, I'm smarter than the average Joe. It took me 20 years to get here, but now that I'm here, I'm here. I now know I don't have to stop caring to be ruthless. It's not either or. I am no longer in a world of duality. I am no longer choosing between rich and poor. I am no longer choosing between happy and sad. I am no longer choosing between up and down. I am no longer choosing between the tree of knowledge of good and evil. I'm choosing life. That's why I got the rotation diet. So in the rotation diet, guess what? I still get all of the pleasures that everybody else do, but by maintaining my health and still eat healthy, and I'm more healthy than everybody else who are strict vegetarian because of certain things that you don't get inside the vegan diet that the body needs on a mineral and enzyme level. That's what, again, the cell salts and mineralization, because your mineralization determines your materialization. So it's not about what you eat. It's about the mineral content. So if you don't understand that your mineralization determines your materialization. Now, that's a book I got. I did it. It's available. I know you read it because you've been following me, right? So you already know this. You already know the difference between nightshade vegetables and complex carbs. You know the difference between man-made vegetables like corn and broccoli and divine-made vegetables like mustard greens and collard greens. You know that, right? You know that there's no such thing as corn. You know that that's a genetically modified organism. It is not an indigenous plant. Somebody made it in a lab. That's why the body can't digest it. Eat corn and then look at your stool after you eat the corn. Just pimp the game. You know that already because you've been listening to me. So you already know. Now, do I eat corn? Yes. But I know it ain't no good for me. So what do I do after I eat the corn? That's the question that you should be asking. So I know that being ruthless allows me to accomplish my goal. But I don't want to be ruthless. But I have to do ruthless. Ah. Can you pimp the game? Let's understand what the scriptures. This is who I'm going to be doing because I understand I need to do this to get to where I want to go. But I am not this. I'm driving this vehicle, but I'm not the vehicle. This is how you have to trick Lucifer and his system. God says, I've chosen to use the foolishness of preaching, but I am not preaching. Why does God call preaching foolishness? but yet it saves people. Kiss somebody up. God doesn't have a voice box. He don't freaking need it. But he's like, okay, these fools got voice boxes, so I'm going to use that so I can help them. Because otherwise, you know, God became a pagan to save pagans. Do you honestly think that God couldn't stop Constantine from paganizing who and his no. So God allowed himself to be infiltrated with paganism. Because guess what? He thinks universally. See, do you understand the true destiny of mankind? Now, I have the book in the series already done. You think the destiny of mankind, you think that you're going to die the way that you're born? You think that God's just going to let you be thrown into a lake of fire and just burn forever? Is that what you think? Do you really honestly think that? I don't serve a God like that. Because I understand that Yahushua is the firstborn of many brethren. And God says in John 10, if you don't believe me, read the scriptures. He says that I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd knows his sheep. The sheep hears his voice. He said that they go in and out. They find the green pastures by going in and out, by doing bad shizness and good shizness. So you're trying to be good, that means you can't. If you're trying not to be bad, you can't be good. You have to go in and out. That's the way you find the green pasture. Now, you don't understand the scriptures, or not you personally, but there's some people that don't. They think that, oh, I just got to be good. They try not to sin. Man, come on, man. How y'all think I learned what I know? I go to say, I went. Voluntarily. Nobody put no gun to my head. Everything I did wrong, I did with eyes wide open. Why? Because I understand you got to go in and out to find the green pasture. Because guess what? Yahushua said, I'm going to come, I'm going to get my sheep. Then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to get the other shepherd's sheep. See, I'm the other shepherd. I'm one of the other shepherd's sheep. See, I'm a fallen entity. I already know that. I'm a fallen angel. How do I know that? I got the mark of Cain. Do you know what the mark of Cain is? Oh, you don't know what the mark of Cain is? I wish I could tell you, but I can't tell you on this airway, because the people that own this airway, they got the mark of Cain. So you got the mark of Cain, and you don't know you got the mark of Cain. So you don't know that your father is Lucifer. But I know that even though I came from the Gentile stock, Yahushua said he's going to take and he's going to graft me in. He's going to take the two seeds that are far off. He's going to bring them together, and he's going to make one new man. So I know, my brothers and sisters, that's why I speak boldly. That's why when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I don't fear no evil. Because I know Lucifer. I used to work for him. I told you guys I was an IMP that used EMP to become a PIMP. I didn't read about it in the book. I was an imp. Imp. What is it? Look it up. Little devil. That was me. Everybody in my family. Ask anybody in my family, they'll tell you. Nobody liked me. Still don't. They don't think I've changed. And I was an EMP, electromagnetic pulse. That's what I used to do what? To be a PIMP. To be a biological pimp. And I was good at it. But I'm no longer doing that. This is what I'm doing now. I'm reverse engineering what the enemy did to me so I can help everybody else who's been mind-elfed by the enemy to get out. And I told God on January 1st of 2009, if you show me the truth, I will tell everybody and their grandmother. And that's what I'm doing. 2017, if we're going to hang out, you have to do what God does. I'm only hanging out with other gods. I'm not hanging out with chickens. I'm not hanging out with people who are scared. I'm not hanging out with people with problems. Now, you can come. Hey, Bible says come, anybody. But come willing to be transformed. Because what I got works. How does it work? Proverbs chapter 11, verse 16 in the King James says, a gracious woman retains honor. That was me. A six is a woman. Anybody that's a six, that's listening to the sound of my voice, this is why you're not rich. You got honor. Everybody knows you. That you got mad respect. I can go anywhere people respect me. Now, why? Because I'm a nice guy. But Proverbs 11 says, King James, a strong man retains riches. Men, we got to grow up. Y'all got to stop walking around playing this. We're not, y'all not boys anymore. It's not high school. We're not in elementary school. This is, we're on the universal stage of life. The New Living Translation says this: a gracious woman gains respect, but ruthless men gain only wealth. Only wealth. Ruthless men. Ruthless men. Now, you should be asking, I hope you're already asking, Brother Will, what does that word ruthless mean? I know you're asking that, right? Because y'all are didactic like me. Now, if you're seven, you're probably bored as hell right now. I already know. You're seven, like, I wish this fool would hear it up. What is taking him so damn long? Just tell me the damn story, dude. Stop talking in circles. Sevens, I apologize. I'm a six. I talk in circles. So don't get mad at me. That's the way God made me. All you sevens and eights out there, y'all just want to know the bottom line. So y'all think, I don't know that y'all think like that? It's interesting to me that people, I teach this, I write the freaking books on Dale Kinnear Report, and then people think that I don't know what bothers people that's not like me. That's how I make a living. I make a living understanding the other side. So just because I don't say anything about it doesn't mean that I don't see it. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 16. Somebody need to write this down. This is a cookie blower. It says that strong men or ruthless men retain wealth. It is my prayer that everybody listening to the show will actually look up Strong Concordance number 86184. 86184. Let's overstand the strong man.
Strong's H6184. Aritz.
Aritz. Aritz. You can't have money if you don't have Aritz. So now I've added Aritz into my repertoire. Before today, I didn't have Aritz in my repertoire. This is why I would have $5,000. This is why I have 25 people who's going to pay me $5,000 this year so that way I can reach my goal. This is why everybody listening to this show, you can join me tonight at 6 with the Clarinomics show where I'm going to explain to you more so that way you can understand how to get your $5,000 so you can be a part of what I'm doing. So that way we can go in and rewrite your script. Because we're going to spend, it's going to take a while. Because it took me 20 years. So it's going to take me a while to go in and change the way that you think. How you think. Not what. I'm not interested in what you think. I'm interested in how you think. So the mechanics. I'm interested in the biological regulators that's inside of your biology that's regulating your chemistry. We've got to change your bioregulators. How do we do that? We change your neuropeptide. How do we change your neuropeptides? That's why you're paying me $5,000. You're paying me $5,000 to change your biological expression, your genes. I'm regening you the same way God regened me. Now, do you need to pay me $5,000 to be regened? Absolutely not. You can get on your knees. The Heavenly Father will lead you and guide you in through the process. Since he's taken me through the process already, I'm here to assist other people with going through the process. Because what was my payoff in the area of wealth? I still got three more areas to go through. How much money? Oh, I got 10 minutes. Let's knock this out. So, Aritz, this is what you have to have. Now, the wealth. Now, I've been receiving honor. I've been a nice guy. People, they love me, man. Everybody loves me. Everybody like, hey, Brother Will, he's a nice dude. But I'm not awe-inspiring. The word Aritz, let me say it again, man. I like the way it sounds.
6184. Aritz. Aritz.
You know what it means, Aritz? It means something that causes fear. What the devil works on fear. The word Aritz, it means great power. It means terribly violent. It means tyrannical. Aritz. So if you don't strike fear program that says if you don't do my program, you are not going to be blank. Nobody else is going to help you. So if I don't come across with Aritz, I can't get your money. Awe inspiring. It means terror striking. It means awesome. It means mighty. That means I got to have a program that, again, solicits a response in you that causes you to think, man, I can't, without Brother Will, I cannot be successful. And because of that fear, it causes you to react. Aritz. So if you don't do that, that's why the system that we live in is based upon fear. Now, the word Aritz has a underlining Hebrew word.
H6206. Aratz. Aratz.
It's spelled
Maritz. Maritz.
So a rat, basically. So to be wealthy, you got to be a rat. Aritz or Maritz. So those three Hebrew words, and this is interesting because most people that I know that are very, very wealthy, like Donald Trump, that's what they are. They rats. So, like, if you want to make money, you got to be a rat. Now, thankfully, like I said, I know that it's not either or. I can still maintain my nice guy, but I understand that my program must cause people to feel dread if they don't jump on board. So I got to present the benefits of being a part of what I'm doing in a manner that makes somebody feel like if I don't jump on board, I'm going to get left behind. So I can't make you feel love and think I'm going to make money. I have to make – fear is the thing that motivates people in this dimension. The universe, the Luciferians, the Lucifer spirit, Lucifer, the luminescence ether has established a vibration that gives people fight or flight. And this, we have a fear mechanism that when somebody is in a state of fear, bam, they make a response. They make a decision. So in order to get people to make a decision to pay me $5,000, I need to design my program, my shows, my books, all of my advertisements in a manner that makes people feel like they are frightened, that they are oppressed, that they are afraid. This word, a rat, means to tremble. A rat means to be terrified. It means to cause to tremble. So I have to be able to make people tremble with awe. It means to regard or to retreat with awe. But the awe-ness is not coming from a place of a six, which is what I am, which is why I have not been successful. So if I didn't reverse engineer and go back seven layers deep, ask myself, why am I not a millionaire? Well, I'm doing something wrong. Why am I doing something wrong? Well, I had to go seven layers deep to find the answer. You got to do the same thing. That's just one area, wealth. What about health? Why am I not more healthy? Why do I just look, you know, 10 years younger? How come I don't look like I'm 19? I could. Because I don't know. Now, every cell renews itself at the level of the cell doing renewal. What does that mean? That means every cell in your body renews itself at its current condition. So if I know the date and the time that my cells renew themselves, and if I totally flush out my system, get all the mucus out, do the watermelon diet, do everything that I do in my rotation diet, if my cells renew themselves in a diseased state, from that point on, that is my new default state. You ever buy a computer and you reset it to a factory reset? Your body has the same thing. So if I can figure out, now that's why I do the research. Now I've just been lucky because I don't know. Just like I told you guys, and the good sister, what's her name, Erica, sent me that chart that told you guys what day of the month that the moon is in your planetary grade and blah, 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 that you are supposed to abstain from sex, alcohol. You're supposed to keep the fluid in the body so it can go up the pineal gland because that's the 10% you got to go give back. So if you don't know that date, which I didn't know, I just knew I just been lucky. But thankfully, Sister Erica sent me that website, which I gave you guys in the last series. So now everybody knows that this one day of the month, that is the day that you should refrain from basically spilling your seed. Because if you don't, you're going to run out of oil. That's what caused you to age. So what was my payoff in the area of health? You know what my payoff was in the area of health or is in the area of health? And I'm already doing it. What I do health-wise, perfect. I do a rotation diet. So when I eat meat only. When I eat vegetables only. When I eat fruit only. And then I do a week where I eat all things. I eat sugar, donuts, anything I want. I just fall off the wagon, just go buck wild. Sometimes I do it for a whole month. This whole month, I ain't done nothing. I didn't eat anything I want. Sugar, candy, sweets. Why? Holidays. I'm visiting people. People are like, I'm not trying to do no diet. So I put on 30 pounds. I don't care. I'm going to take it off next week. Why? I got a system. I got a plan. So if I don't have a plan, though, I'm over here sweating bullets. Like, my pants is getting tight, you know, fuck, my cheeks are all swole up. You know, I look like, walk around here looking like a little fluffy gremlin. So, but I ain't sweating. I ain't tripping. I've done it, like, well, I don't know how many times. I lost freaking count. And guess what? Every time I do it, it freaking works. Why? I got a blueprint, and I'm following my plan. So in the area of wealth, what in the area of health, what is my payoff? My payoff is I get to. I don't have to sacrifice and go to a place and they serving cake, and I'm so rigid I can't. I'm sorry. Or I go to a place. Now, maybe there's a moral place like animals. I'm getting to the place where, because it's, man, the way that it's done, and it's just not really feasible to continue eating meat. It's I'm just almost there. Why? Because it's like, there ain't nobody doing it right. Nobody. It's hard. So it's becoming hard. So now I really don't do the meat stage for the whole week, that whole process. And I'll spend more time on the, because sometimes I do the whole liquid stage. And you guys know I do the watermelon diet. Well, I eat nothing but watermelon, especially when watermelon's in season. Oh, man. And I feel like a newborn baby. It's like my energy level's off the chain. Y'all do know that watermelon is nature's Viagra. So it's like, man, sex life is off the hizzle for shizzle. So brothers, you know, let me drop a nugget in your lap. If you don't know, you might want to get with me, email me. I can tell you what I do. It'll blow your cookies. As a matter of fact, I'm going to do a video. Because I had somebody tell me this, that, you know, I should do a program on that. Because I be thinking most men know this, but most men don't. Most men don't have what I call genital control. We'll put it that way. So they engage in the sex act. The duration of the sex act is limited. Or, you know, all of these other issues that like a lot of men have that I don't have. And why, though? Because I got a system. So that's important. Let's go to the next one, wisdom. Now, we talked about wealth. I am receiving caring. I want to continue to receive caring, but now I want money. So now all of my clients are caring clients that can pay. All of my old clients, a lot of them, not all, so I'm not talking about nobody personally, a lot of my old clients was caring clients that couldn't pay. So now I'm getting both. I'm getting the love and I'm getting the money. Why? Because I decided to. That's all you got to do. You got to do the same thing. And in the, again, that's the area of wealth. In the area of health, I'm good. I have a rotation diet. I eat on rotation, but I know food combining. It's not what I eat that's the problem. It's the combination. So I don't combine certain foods, so I got to assist out wisdom. What's the problem in wisdom? Okay, the problem with wisdom is that what's my payoff? So when it comes to wisdom, my payoff has always been that I wanted to know everything. And so I set off and I designed a system or a program that I want to know everything. But that's a problem, because the problem is that's not the truth of everything. So I had to change. So now my payment, my payoff, my blueprint is truth. I started that on January 1st of 2009. Since January the 1st of 2009, I don't get bombarded with a lot of information anymore. Because guess what? The system weeds out the universe. Now, the universe sends you exactly what you ask. Nothing more, nothing less. This is so scary. This is scary. I wrote down on a piece of paper 5 years before I met my wife, Dee, everything that I wanted in a woman. You know, everything I wrote down on that piece of paper, Dee has, except for two things. And those two things, I don't know why, I didn't write it down on the paper. So the universe didn't know what to send me. Now, most people can do, which is what they tend to do at church, let the universe select for you. Now, you could do that. That maybe is a better system. Since God knows you better than you know yourself, just tell God, Father, you know what I need. Send to me the mate that is the best equipped for me. Because I wrote down, I forgot two things. And those two things are not bad. Two things, it's interesting that it was so specific. That the universe was so specific. That's why I write down the exact amount of money that I want, and I write down the date that I want to start receiving it. And I want like, for example, my $5,000 that I'm charging my client, I don't want it all up front. I don't want to get all of the $5,000 in one lump sum. Why? Because then I'm going to spend all the money during the month of January, February, and March, and then by June, I'm broke. So even if you got $5,000 in cash, I mean, you can, I'll take it, but I kind of recommend that everybody pay me in payments. Three equal payments, $1,666, actually $67 if you add it up. I did the math. I wrote it down. So I'm not just pulling this out of thin air. I got a plan. It's on paper. And every day, what do y'all think I do? I read that plan, and I'm implementing that plan, and it comes into my life. People are emailing me. They are, hey, Doc, I saw, you know, saying you're taking 25 people. I want to be one of those 25. How do I pay? What's the options? What's the terms? What are we going to be learning? So hopefully you guys have already emailed me. If not, you might want to email me. Because it's not about how much money. If you need help getting the money, I got you covered. Because what do you got to do to get $5,000? All you got to do is tell your brain you want $5,000. Now, we talked about this in yesterday's show. So let me get to the last piece of the puzzle, relationship. So we talked about the blueprint in wealth, which is what did I have left? I made the mistake. What did I make the mistake? I wanted to be a six. As a six, what was I receiving in exchange for money? I received exactly what I asked for. What did I ask for? Nice. I want love. So I've been getting $1 million worth of love, no money. Now I change it. In the area of diet, first of all, I started off, I was rigid, I was hardcore, and I found out, hey, I could not. I tried to be a vegetarian. You guys know I was vegan. I did the whole vegan thing for like, man, 2 years. And as a vegan, I had, you know, some vegans don't get this, but for me, I had this feeling, they call it the veggie high. But I was like, I was an airhead. I felt aloof. I felt off. Now, some people who are vegans don't get this. So if you don't get this, then that's great. But for me, this is why I wasn't a vegetarian. I couldn't be a vegetarian. So I went to something different. Because, plus, I didn't like the fact that I couldn't eat no dairy, and I couldn't reward myself every once in a while with something sweet. I like sugar. So I just decided, okay, I know that sugar causes damage. How do I repair it? So when I eat sugar, I go in and I repair the damage. So I just developed my own blueprint, my own system. So that way, I use frequent intense training to produce the chemicals inside of my body to remove, and then I have to repair my cells on a cellular level. So then I give my cells rest. I do fasting. I do liquid diet. I do the watermelon diet. I drink distilled water, which is declustered water, and I put lemon juice in it so I can keep my body alkaline. So it's not what you put in. It's what comes out. As Dr. Sabi says, people are sick because, number one, they're thirsty. Number two, because they got mucus in your body. So if you can stay hydrated and if you can get the mucus out of the body, you're good. That's what I've been doing, and it works. So that's my dietary. That's my blueprint for success. So I teach that inside of my course, Theocentric Nutrition, that I'm going to be still teaching for $5,000. So I'm doing four systems in 2017. The people that come in, I'm going to ask them, what do you want? Do you want wealth? Do you want health? Do you want wisdom? Do you want a good relationship? In the area of wisdom, what did I do? I was just getting information because that's what I asked. Then I changed it on January the 1st of 2009. I said, I only want truth. I only want information that is true. Guess what happened after that? I only get information that's true. Why? That's what I asked. Relationship. Now, brothers, sisters, as we close, I know I'm over time, but let me give you this. Your blueprint for success. If relationships, they will not work if you don't have this blueprint. Every relationship will only work if you have these three things. Number one, communication system. Women speak a different language than men. That's why we don't communicate. Me and my wife is crazy. She can say something, and what I hear is totally different than what she said. Because after she says something, I say, well, honey, tell me exactly what you meant. Because I know what I got. And what she says is like, I'd be like, damn, I wasn't even close. So what you were saying was, you wasn't attacking me? So you wasn't saying that I was this, that, and the other? No. How did I get that? How did I interpret what you said? It's like my brain distorts females' voices. I don't know why. Most men's brains do that. So number one, communication. If y'all don't develop, you have to sit down and come up with a communication, because what we're doing right now, English, doesn't work. That because women say things that men hear something totally different. Men say things and women hear something totally different. That's why it doesn't work. People can't communicate. Y'all trying, but you're not. How do you know? Because just ask your mate when they say something. So, honey, what did you mean by that statement? Just ask them. And they'll say, well, what I meant was, and you'll be like, wow, that's not what I got. Number two, love. Men have to love their wives. Number three, respect. Women have to respect their mate. Now, my problem in relationship was when I was in a relationship, what was my payoff? What was the thing that I was receiving? I'm a six. So I didn't receive respect. I received love. So every female that I've been in a relationship with, they really, really, really love me. Doesn't mean that they respect me. So right now, me and my wife, we're struggling. Why are we struggling? My wife doesn't respect what I do because I didn't order that. I didn't order a woman that respects what I do and who I be. Who I am being and what I am doing is the same thing for me. For some men, it's not. Some men, they can be a nice guy, and then they can do ruthless activities. Who I am being, nice guy. What am I doing, nice guy? They're both the same. So I am a didactic teacher. So what I do is I teach truth. I don't teach theory. So I didn't order because I didn't know at that time. So now I got a conundrum. I got to figure out. Me and my wife got to figure this out, or I could create problems. Why? Because of what I teach doesn't really make sense to my wife. Why? Because of the fact that that's not her system. That's my system. And so we got to sit down. Thankfully, though, we're adults. We can actually come up with a medium ground. Now, my wife doesn't listen to none of my shows. My wife hasn't read any of my books. Now, that used to bother me. But I have to find a way for my wife to respect me, not love me. Now, I got to find a way to love my wife, not respect her. Because I respect my wife. Because when I met my wife, she had been like me. She had went to the military. She had fought in a war. She had done stuff that I hadn't done. Man, she was working two. I met her. She was working two jobs, going to school. We both was at a company meeting. And I saw her, and I met her after the meeting. And we started talking. She was attractive, blah, blah, blah. And I had mad respect for my wife. But what was love? I had respect. But no love. Brothers, sisters, if you don't do those three things in the relationship, it's not going to work. Now, the good thing about everything that I've talked about is it's not either or. This is a system that you are the director. So me and my wife can sit down and we can write our own script. It's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Anybody say you got to go run out and get no divorce? Anybody say you got to run out and destroy? You ain't got to leave nobody. You ain't got to kill nobody. I can be nice and be ruthless at the same time because the system has to be that ruthless, not me. Meaning I got to really focus on making sure that what I am saying in my system causes the person to get to a place where they can squat or get off the pot. Right now, my system causes people to vacillate. Yeah, I don't know. I might do it, Brother Will. Yeah, I might not, Brother Will. Let me think about it. There is nothing in my system that says squat. So I got to rewrite my system. Why? That's how you make money. You make money by forcing people to make a decision. Now, any sales agent will tell you that. Go to a used car lot. Them fools ain't going to let you walk off that car lot unless they're going to force you to make a decision. They say, hold on, let me talk to my manager. Well, that's too high. Hold on, let me talk to my manager. And you, whatever, they're going to keep coming back. They are not going to let you leave that car lot until they get your money. Don't believe me? Go to a used car lot and try to walk on the lot and leave without making a car payment, without making your purchase. Why? Because they understand this. Ruthless men, they force you to make a decision. Now, I don't want to be no used car lot salesman, but I also understand the game that I need to change the way that I think so I can get the results that I want. Remember the three-step process. Change the way that you think. That changes the way that you feel, and that changes the results that you get. That's what I've done. I didn't read about it. I already did it. And now I'm changing it again. Why? I want to go to a higher level. Now, I'm doing good in business. So I made over 40, you know, people say, hey, dude, you make over $40,000 a year, man, you know, doing this part-time, plus you got some other stuff going on. Hey, that's pretty good, Doc. Not for me. Why? I got 5 kids. Them suckers like to eat. I like to eat. So I'm taking it to the next level. And I'm taking 25 people with me who want to go to the next level. How are we going to get there? What's my plan? I just told you. That is my blueprint for 25 people in 2017, which is what? I am not going to tell you, hey, you need to change how you think, brother. No, I'm going to change how you think. So how am I going to change how you think? It's actually really easy. Why? Everybody want results. So what does that mean, though? I don't know very many people, like, when I'm in a relationship with somebody, like, everybody wants the same thing. They want to be loved, they want to be valued, and they want to be respected. I don't know nobody that say, hey, I want to be in a relationship with somebody that cheat on me, man. They lie to me. They slap me around. They treat me like trash. Yeah, that's what I want. No. But that's what they order because they are thinking it and they're drawing it. Now, I know there's a family member, you know, I told you one of my sisters, and, like, she's been in a relationship. Any relationship she gets been in, the dude, like, slap her around. And I was like, you know, sis, yeah, it's not the dudes. It's you. Now, if you met her, you'd know why. You have to admit, I'm not going to say my sister's name, you know. But if you met my sister, you'd know why dudes slap her around. She talks very aggressively. And I keep telling her, every fight I got in when I was in high school was because of my sister, most of them. Because she orders it. Now, she don't know she's ordering it. And I'm telling her, sis, if you don't change the way you talk to men, unfortunately, you're going to always get the same result. Now, my sister doesn't say, hey, is there any men out there that like punching women in the face? I want a relationship with you. That's not what she said. But unfortunately, that's how she thinks. So I know that. My job, if I was her life coach, I would change the way that she thinks so she stopped doing things that causes men to punch her in the face. So that's what I've been unknowingly doing in the area of wealth. I've been unknowingly ordering people who care about me. So I got a lot of people that care about me, but they can't pay me. Whose fault is it? Is it your fault? No, it's my fault because I ordered people into my life that can't pay me, but they love me. All I'm saying is I pimped the game and I changed my order. So if we're not friends anymore, it's not we can still hang out and talk, but I'm making money. I am doing what it says in Proverbs. Let me close with this. I know I'm over time. So let me make sure this is in your Bible. I triple dare you to read it and then call me. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 16. Gracious women get honor, and violent men get riches. Duckies, greenbacks, moolah, dollar bills, the Benjamins. Who gets it? Not gracious people, ruthless. Brothers and sisters, that is the blueprint for success in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. Slice it up however you like. But if you don't do those three things, if you don't change your thinking, you're not going to change your acting. If you don't change your acting, you're not going to change your resulting. Whatever you think results in how you feel. Whatever you feel results in what you get. Bring about what you feel about. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Join me tonight at 6 as we do the Clarinomics program, where I explain specifically what you need to do step by step to bring the $5,000 in so you can join me and go to the next level in 2017. May God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because He will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme like the police. Yeah, I'm still on the scene after got murdered and flee. Reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.